This next one is referred to as the David Baker lick because he's the one who wrote all those books on bebop. And this is like volume one, chapter one, first lick that, you know, everyone should know. And it sounds like 1 7 flat 7, then 9 6 5. So this is that's the lick, and you can do anything you want with it. Usually it's on a dominant chord, because if you're in C and it's C major 7, as soon as you hit that flat 7, it makes it sound like a C7. So I'd probably shoot for, you know, like either a 5 chord or anywhere where you have a dominant chord. So let's do C7, which I'm going to treat as like a 1 dominant chord, like 2, 3. Right, and it's very interesting. So you could do that in any octave. So, all right, and then you could also, if it is part of a 2-5-1, let's do it like that. Let's do it as C major 7, and then D minor to G 7, and I'll do it off the G 7, like 2, 3, 4. So I put it on the G, and then you could also put it on the 2 chord. On the 2 chord, you would still start the lick, like the 2 chord is D minor in this case, but you would still start the lick on the G, but it would be over the 4 chord, over the 2 chord, so that the first note is like the 4, the G is the 4th of D minor. So it might sound like this. In that particular case, I did it on the 2 chord itself. I didn't play it off the G. I played it off D, and it sounded fine. So it's all in how you resolve these things. But I think in the presentation we should stick with doing it on the G. Let me try that again. So 3, 4. So it works great over the 2 chord as well. So whether it's, again, just repeating, whether it's off a 1 dominant chord or any dominant chord, or off a 5 in a 2-5, or off the 5 of a 2-5, but while you're over the 2 chord, any of that works.